Anywhere.
All over. You that have been healed of diabetes ought to make a note of it. A special thing that you could do for the cause. Those that have been healed of some kind of crippling disease. Arthritis or some other crippling disease. Necks broke, backs broke. Here I see on the front row three that had broken bones. Neck broke, back broke, arms broke. Crippling diseases. How many have had someone healed of sickle cell anemia? That's rare disease. That's why I ask. I see about 15 hands that I can see. How many have been told a warning about an accident and you've been spared by warning? It's all right. And I say over and over again, yes, our brother said back here, our pilot for that plane we want to get us to heaven. We're going to heaven by an airplane, a jet. So you're going to bud wings and fly. Shit. I was a child, I guess. There was a lot of things meant for me to happen. I was a little child, poor. No one would heal me. No one would help me. I was starving to death. Had to go out and help dig up graves. I had a whole bunch of them come over there, and they wanted to dig up this grave. They said they wanted it close together, so when Jesus come, they wanted them all together. They said they wanted Mama and Daddy, and they wanted them all to be in the same place when Jesus come. I knew damn well then. I was just a knee-high grasshopper, just a little shaver, and I knew they was digging for some jewels. But one old lady, she didn't know what she was doing. She said, oh, it'll be wonderful when Jesus comes. They're digging down there, lifting that that body up, you know. Said, they're going to come up out of the grave. They lifted this thing up and hoisted it up. The damn thing fell right there, broke. And there was a bone and hair, old yellow hair, rotted, rusty hair, clear down. The hair grows even afterwards. Old fingernails, I remember those old cakey things. And the bones fell here and the bones fell there. And part of the lower parts had been gone. And the grave digger said, them damn gophers, they're always carrying away the bones. And I looked up that old lady and I said, well, how's Jesus going to get all them folk, all that bones together? She says, you don't ask no questions like that. I said, you mean to tell me Jesus is going to put skin on them bones? Going to put hair, good hair on that bones? He going to put new body in that mess? She said, yes, sir, the Bible tells me so. Bible said they're going to come up out of the grave and they're going to have new flesh. And it's going to be nice if you can find them. But I was in that graveyard. I had to make a living. And there was the only way I could get any help because we were starving. And I dug up grave after grave. And I'm telling you, honey, they're going to have to work hard to find some of their ass bones because the gophers got them 10 miles down the road. You say, well, what are you going to save us from? Save you from this mess. Now, I won't preach this long. There'll be a time coming for very long that there won't be much of this kind of preaching. So you that get it will be grateful one day because it'll be changed. Then I'll speak only in parables, only in allegories, only in comparisons. I'm trying to keep you alive. I'm trying to cause you to raise your energy field, to raise your vibrations by love so that your mind can be lifted to another planet. It's the only way it can be lifted, because your bones ain't going to get together. You're not going to get granddaddy's bones together, because the gophers and all those varmints and the weasels and even other animals and all the earthworms, they've got the bones so tore up that you couldn't get them together. Said, Jesus can do everything. Yeah, I know, I've been hearing about that for a long while. But he can't feed in one hungry child. I've been hearing about what your God's going to do. He's going to come down in the twinkling of an eye, and the dead in Christ are going to rise and going to jump up through the grave. But I haven't seen nothing done about our ghettos in Chicago or St. Louis or Los Angeles or San Francisco. I ain't seen a thing done. Ain't nobody going to lift up. They're not going to come that way. I've got a theory that's been proven by phenomenon. Ask him. He knows about it. I'm not going into it tonight. It's been proven that we have a dimension that we can reach to another planet. We can reach out of this earthbound state. But you won't do it unless you become loving and caring like I am. That's the only way out. The only way out. And you're not going to do it by bones. It's going to be mind. Mind is the only thing they can weigh. The energy field around the mind. When you die, you weigh 1/4 of a pound more than you do after you die. But I wouldn't count on anything I don't see. That's why I'm trying to get you to eat right. Trying to get you to get your flu shots. I remember her. She said, what did you say about the grave? You sang when I brought you back from the dead and took that cast off you. What was that song you sang about not wanting to die? No, no, Sister Neighbors, there's some little tune to it. Feel like staying here.
I don't have to worry the most.
Yeah, feel like staying here.
I feel like staying here. And I feel like staying here. I've been this way to find no fault. And I feel like staying here. Well, I ain't going up or down.
Listen to
it. I'm just going to hang around.
She's not going to go up or down.
I don't find no pleasure at all 6 feet under the ground.
Now, let's sing that again. Sing that again. I ain't
feel
going.
Feel like staying here.
I feel like staying here.
I feel like staying here. I've been this bed to find no fault, and I feel like staying here. Well, I ain't going up or down.
I feel like staying around. Just going to hang around.
Because I don't find no pleasure at all 6 feet under the ground.
I ain't going up or down. I feel like hanging around. For I don't find any pleasure at all 6 feet under the ground. That's what she said. True. Now, don't you know with my healing ministry, if I'd shut up, I could bring tens and tens of thousands here. I'd have a golden Cadillac. That's what you ought to know. Those preachers don't believe what they preach. Why is it they got to have all these jewels and anniversaries? Why do they have to have the Cadillacs and the Rolls Royce? If they're going to heaven, why do they have to have all that? Because they don't believe in no heaven, that's why. They don't believe it. Now, folks, we've got to build our hope here. Our hope here. Shift yourself. I do, but well, I got to take an offering for them. Now is the time when anybody can agree with what I have to do. Now's the time they can do anything that I... Nobody can disagree with what I do when I heal, because I said all good things come from God. Nobody has to tell me that. Because I know all good things are good. That's why I believe in them. Just good is good. And I'm good. I wish everybody was as good as I am. There ought to be witnesses at the door. Bad aneurysm going out there. The woman's going to have a stroke. There ought to be witnesses. People ought to know what they're walking out on. Fisher. Hands clasp. Now, folks, I preach proving my honesty with the lowest offerings ever been taken on Sunday morning. You may relax here. Said somebody come back and told you. No. I've raised all kind of people here. All they say they heard was my voice calling them. Even they were out in the funnel, way out in the dark. Nobody saw any angels. How many people have I raised from the dead in this room? Stand up. Any of you see any angels? Any of you see any pearly white city? Ain't seen nothing, no. He didn't see nothing. He was the one who was shot a few days ago. Three times. Told him to stay in for 14 days. He stayed in for 13. Nobody heard any angel saying, come on home. None of you saw Grandma? St. Peter? See, I saw Grandma when I got low. You saw her because you loved her. That's why you saw her. You don't want to count on something you haven't seen. But I can make this world a place for you that you'll be happy in if you'll just work with me. But we sure ain't working at it now. We're not working at it like we ought to. It touched me deeply to see a woman out here in her years selling peanut brittle. Right out here in the alley. My God, she had them blocked. The cars come by, buy my peanut brittle. That's a smart woman. That's what we're going to have to do. Young man came up to me that I saved him from the dead, raising the dead. And I love that. Where's Ron? He was shot. I saved him. Where is Ron? Where's Ron at? Did he come? He was in San Francisco when he said this. Did Ron come? What? He's a handsome young black boy. He used to be a dope pusher. And he was handsome enough he could get things done. He came up to me so sweetly. And he said, what is the word you use? I'll never forget it. He said, Father, the people don't care. They don't care. But he said, what do you call a man that sells his body? Gigolo, but that isn't it. No, pimp, no, those are mean. They use women. They're like God. God sent his only son. The pimp sends his women. That's right, I don't like pimps. That's right, pimp, I don't like your ass. You're lazy. I'd have to get God. I'd be God. I've got people threatening to kill me every day. That's what one of the notes was. Somebody out there had been threatening to kill me once. Well, he better not try it today because I'll whip his ass all over the aisle. I won't need any guards today. I'm in one of those cycles of perfection. I won't need any guard. You want to have a damn fight? You just start with your knife and your gun and you just see who comes out on top tonight. I mean, don't mess with me, because for an hour and a half I've had to pee, and when I have to pee for an hour and a half, I'm mean. Aren't you glad? Aren't you glad? Somebody lost?
Go help them people. Go help them people. Go help them. Go help them.
Testify to them. They're going to walk out on life here. Peace. Some folk trying to get all their people gathered because they don't want them to get any more truth. It's too bad if your people got what I'm telling, you won't be able to use them anymore. One preacher said, I wouldn't come over there to Jones's. I want to get healed. But Good Shepherd Baptist, he said, I wouldn't. Yeah, I'll tell on him. He said, I wouldn't come over here with my people. He said, I want to get healed, but I don't want those people to hear what he got to say because I won't get an offering again. He wouldn't. When you come around me, you're finished. The fact is that I'm as gentle as a lamb. Never hurt anybody. Don't even hurt the little animals. Never killed anything in my life. But I want to say this, that this young man said he wasn't a pimp. Because I don't like the way pimps do women. He said, Cruz, he's a nice boy, clean boy. He said, Father, they won't save us. They're going to come and take the black people. They're going to put us in concentration camps. He said, let me cruise. He said, I'll turn all the money over to you. I said, I wouldn't have it for anything in the world. But I thought, isn't that something? A young boy willing to cruise. Another woman came to me a couple of weeks ago, very beautiful woman. She said, I was used by a preacher. I was a pimp before I knew you. I was a prostitute used by a pimp before I knew you. She said, a preacher had a whole group of us. And she said, I did it for him. She said, please let me do it for this cause. I said, oh no, oh no. I come to save you from that mess. I came to save you from having to sell your body. But it's something to consider that people love that much. Ron said to me with such determination, he meant that. He wasn't trying to be silly. He said, I know I can make money because I have before I knew you. He was on drugs. He was on hard drugs. He was a pusher. But he got converted. He said, why don't the people help? Why won't the people help? And it is a good question, you know. What do we need? We need land. We've got to get land out of this country. We've got to get a plane. We've got a jet. They're starting training. If you want training as a jet pilot, start. If you've got any money that can afford it, we'd appreciate getting the assistance. But we'd like to know the best qualified. If there's any here that have any credentials as pilots, we'd like to know it. We're starting a program as soon as we can. Say, why? Because we don't intend to be sitting here like the Jews were, God's chosen. They were the Jews, God's chosen people. Dr. Chop lost all of his people. They said, well, we're God's chosen. Nothing's going to happen to us. But they killed every Jew. They wiped them out. And that holy land over there today, the Jews and the Arabs in a fight over holy cities, and they're about to kill each other. Wouldn't be surprised there won't be much left to pick up before it's over with. That's what religion does, fighting over foolishness. Yes, it is. What are we going to do to get some money? I told you I was talking from my heart. What are we going to do to get some money? Are we going to depend upon sisters like this that was crippled and healed of cancer to raise up in her 70s to sell peanut brittle? If they can do it, surely to God, some of the younger people can find a way. We haven't got enough money to even pay these buses. Some of these people think, somebody told Sister Davis, said, we had to announce today that you don't get any of the money. She said, somebody says you've got a pile of money. Why, I'd like to see them. I'd like to see the one said that. I'd make him eat them. I'd make him eat those damn words. What do you mean in 3 years when I've got a children's home, 4 senior citizen homes, 4 college dormitories, 40 acres, 25 acres in food? I missed some of it. Community center, animal shelter, all in the people's name. This church, in your name, go down and look at the county. Then you got the nerve to say, I got money. I haven't taken no money from you. Hell, I couldn't have been taking any money from you and do what I've done because these offerings are sick. You've shown me a church that's paid off. You say, why'd you pay it off? Because if depression came, I wanted a kitchen in here, and I put the finest kitchen in here. So if a depression came, we could all eat in here. Hell, there's enough room, we could all sleep. We'll not go hungry because I got the food. If we couldn't move you all to Redwood Valley right away, we'd be able to feed people here until we were able to move them. I want our churches paid for. And in 1 year, this church is 1 year old. 1 year old. And every damn brick and every nail and every pane of glass has been paid for, and a whole new modern kitchen. So don't you talk to me about taking money. Hell, I'm sweating to get money to build and to help the people. It's ridiculous. I've got no more than I had when I started. Oh, my. Well, today I want to know one thing. I want to put people's names down in my red book that I'm never without. You never see me use it, but I got it because that book come from another planet. That's what I believe. It dropped down out of nowhere. And I got some names in it. And I put people's names down there that helped me every now and then build this cause. And I meditate and think over their names and their lives in a very special way. So I don't have any money today. All right, you'll get there. But if you've got money today and you want to get in this red book, I call it the Book of Life. If you want to get in this book today, help me help you. You're not giving it to me. I won't get a cent of this. Nobody else here. Not an organist, not a pianist, nobody. Help me. Now, yesterday we had healings, healings, healings. I walked down the center of these aisles. I walked on the backs of these benches. I touched everybody. I called out many, many people. Every kind of healing. Cancers passed. Growth spit up. One growth went right down the woman's throat. Just went down immediately back there in the aisle. Just a touch of this true hand. Now, who in the hell is going to help us today? And I'm talking this way, and I've never talked like this in offering before. Who in the hell is going to help us today to do something about it? Is there anybody here that's going to get $1,000 to this cause? Forever, but I'm not going to go to anybody's funeral. I wouldn't go to my own when somebody's in jail. Did you hear what I said? Last week, another sister that passed, I went to hers because even though I told her to get away from her husband that was killing her, I told her to get away from him. She finally said, I can't do it. Stood right here at this altar. Said, I can't. Said, take me on to that plane, that planet where you go. Take me on. I did. I took her out because she couldn't get away from that. She was miserable and miserable in hell, being beat on all the time. But I stopped the funeral procession. And I'd stop it again. People were critical in this room. And I don't give a damn, you can be critical. But I stopped it for a little dog that had been hit. And he had distemper. But that dog, the picture disappeared. And that dog was healed. And the woman that was taking care of him, her numbness in her arms was healed. And the picture disappeared. I did stop the funeral procession in Los Angeles. And I'll stop it any damn time I get ready. Because I know that's what she'd want. And here was Kathleen Ellis sitting here. Wasn't it Ellis? Sitting here with $20,000 that a white woman gets. Now that's a shame. She didn't have to die. She was sitting right here. She said, I've got to do my little thing. I've got a little gift. I'm going to use my gift. She'd come to church when she felt like it, stay home when she felt like it, bring a little food in here, thinking she was doing me a service. And she left $20,000 to some Alaskan white woman that she wouldn't have given a damn, wouldn't have spit. She didn't come to her grave. I'm talking straighter than I've ever talked. But why do you do that? Why do you take money? She'd be alive today. A young woman. Some of you are going to die with your money, and somebody's going to take your damn money. You worked for it. You worked to build a better way of life. You wanted some happiness. I can give you a home. I can give you guarantees of security in your golden years that you'll never be lonely, and you keep your damn money when you can help. It's a shame. See, I don't have any. I'm not talking to you. I'm not talking to anybody that doesn't have it. But I know who will give it. The ones who will give it will be the ones that have to fight to give it. That's the way it will be. Is there anybody here who will fight to give $1,000? Yes. Tires. On 1 week, I remember, 22 tires were bought. What do they cost, Marvin? What? Yes, 150, because we get the best and get them discounted. Because I don't put my people on things that are not safe. 22 tires. They eat those tires up. I won't keep an unsafe tire on that bus because you're the most precious thing on earth. And I ain't trusting no sky god to save your ass. I know what'll save your ass. It's good rubber. Put you on no wheels, send you down on these highways without good protection. Mm-mm. You're too precious to me. You don't like my cussing. You better tell her. You better tell the woman back there. You better tell him, by God, that I've never had anybody die on a highway. I had this week all kinds of people. Our choir director rolled over in a truck. Rolled over in a truck. Truck all tore up. He didn't get a scratch. Brother Phillips, one of our guard, he and the Cobbs, all their car tore up just like prophecy said. Not a scratch. Little boy knows enough. Little Joey over there knows enough what to do. He don't get bothered by my cussing. Little Joe's got more sense than you. Some of you big adults. Little Joe just knee-high to a grasshopper. He said, Jim, get me out of all this metal. And he got out without a scratch. I'm talking about this week. Cars have rolled over 5 times and not a scratch. Sister Pamela Bradshaw, the Phillips, Cobbs, our choir director sitting back here someplace, Jack Bean. Truck went off, rolled over 3 times, not a scratch. That young man over there, 5 times. And they called my name. It was rolling and rolling and rolling. They said, stop it, Jim. All 10 of them. The same car right next to it. 2 people were killed. The car wasn't even damaged. Their car was tore up like somebody had run it through a steamroller. And not one of them gets any damage at all. By God, I've got a right to talk the way I please. All right. Now relax, relax now. Take care of a little of that pee that's bothering you. Now relax, just relax. Because I just did it for me, and I'll do it for you. And honey, if you could take care of my bladder, I could take care of anybody's bladder. How many felt such a strong urge to pee and you don't feel it now? Good. Mother, you cracked my whole program here. 98. She's 98, though. I'll let her take a pee. In fact, I'll let any one of you, but just we move on with this. I'm serious. How many will help us today that'll come up with $1,000? We need it more desperately than we've ever needed it. All this crash comes. You see who's going to catch it. Black people are going to have to be able to take care of themselves then, or they're going to be in real trouble. I've got government authorities that can give you the proof of that. Just ask for it back there. My God, don't laugh at it until you know what I'm dealing with, because I know what I'm dealing with. Ask that Jewish sister over there whose son I saved from prison. She can tell you what it is to see loved ones lost, loved ones killed, and all their relatives destroyed. Ask Dr. Chopp. walking around through here, lost all of his relatives. Ask Dr. Kleineis. They can tell you about what it is to see all their people killed. They were Jews. They were white. You know what the hell's going to happen to us. But it ain't going to happen to us, because we're going to, while those dumbasses are waiting for their angels' wings to buzz, we're going to go zoom. Shit, we're praying for jets, not angel wings. Say, where are you going? We know. I got some nice places. I'll show you some pictures. We're having to get the thing all lined up before we show you. We want to know what we're talking about before we show you. But hell, baby, we got something to put heaven to shame. You know, damn streets of gold. Who in the hell wants to slide their ass around on streets of gold? Beaches clean till you can see 100 feet down to the water. Not lovely, lovely. Every place a beach. Coconuts dropping everywhere. Bananas. Honey, that's the stuff we're looking for. See, I don't like it down here. At least we've cleaned up a part of this shit heap. We took a hold of this dung hill. That's why I said I don't want to find out who made it just because you're here. See, I'm here. I know God made me. So what? I'm here and I know my daddy did. But he was a no good son of a bitch too. When you folks start smiling down there, I'll quit cussing. Because goddamn your ass, you're going to go out and talk about me. And you're sitting there smiling like a damn Cheshire cat. You just smile. You just keep on smiling. And just sit there like you're a damn hypocrite. If you don't like it, why don't you walk out? Why don't you just walk out? Because you know damn well I'm the one that'll heal you when you need to get healed. You horse's ass.